Global sanctions against Russia. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, for moving tanks and troops into eastern Ukraine. President Biden announcing economic measures.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank.
And the president said they're taking steps to cut off Moscow's access to financing. 27 European Union nations leveling their own sanctions. Germany has put on hold the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that carries natural gas from Russia. No apparent impact on Vladimir Putin so far.
New commercial satellite images provided to us by Maxar show more and more Russian hardware moving toward the border, artillery and attack positions, and additional logistics and supplies in the region. And increased activity in southern Belarus and at multiple sites in western Russia near the Ukrainian border.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The U.S. has moved troops into Poland on Ukraine's western border, but President Biden again saying U.S. forces will not be fighting in Ukraine. The president also awarding $35 million to a company that mines rare earth metals along the California-Nevada border, an effort to end China's dominance of the EV battery market. Four people have been killed in the crash of a helicopter at a military installation in Hawaii.
The Pacific Missile Range facility said the helicopter crashed on the northern end of the installation on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. The facility issued a statement saying that chopper was being flown by Kroman Corporation in support of a training operation. No one survived the wreck. The names of those on board aren't being made public yet. The National Transportation Safety Board tweeted the agency is investigating the crash of the Sikorsky S-61N helicopter.
Fox's Jill Nato. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The U.S. Supreme Court decides it will not hear an appeal from a woman who says that Jeffrey Epstein abused her as a minor.
Courtney Wilde filed a lawsuit that said federal prosecutors violated her rights as a crime victim when they cut a deal with the now late financier Jeffrey Epstein more than a decade ago. He pleaded guilty to state prostitution charges and avoided with this deal more serious federal trafficking charges. Wilde said that deal, cut in secret, violated her rights under the Crime Victims Rights Act. A full federal appeals court panel of judges ruled last year that while the prosecution deal might have been shameful, the act allows victims to participate in criminal proceedings. It does not apply if no case was filed. Wilde's lawyers said at the time this will sideline victims in the future. The Supreme Court did not issue any comment in turning the case away. And Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases globally fell 21% in the last week. That's 3 weeks in a row COVID-19 cases have dropped. The Alabama House of Representatives passing a bill that would bar transgender students from using restrooms or locker rooms other than those matching the gender listed on their birth certificates. State Senate will consider it next. A Super Bowl champion owning up to his insensitive reaction to a photographer who fell in front of him during LA victory celebration.
Matthew Stafford went viral after being caught on camera staring blankly and walking away after a photographer fell off the platform as members of the Los Angeles Rams celebrated their Super Bowl victory last Wednesday outside LA Memorial Coliseum. His wife Kelly is seen reacting immediately to Kelly Smiley's fall. Stafford addressed the incident on his wife's podcast Tuesday.
That obviously happened really quickly and suddenly and unexpectedly, and
yeah,
wish I had a better reaction in the moment. I didn't apologize to her for that, but glad that, you know, all in all, she's doing all right.
The Rams and the Staffords teaming up to cover Smiley's medical expenses from that fall, as well as replacing any damaged equipment.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.